Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our great friend Hector Barreto back on the show. Hector is a 17-year member of our Brain Trust, former administrator of the SBA, author of The Engine of America, which is, he's talking about you, my friends, and he's currently the chairman of the Latino Coalition and one of America's great leaders. Hector, welcome back.
Good morning, friend. How are you?
It's good to have you back on the show, amigo. We're glad you're here. I know you're working hard. You got people pulling at you from all directions because you're such a great leader. You've got so much information and so much of a great background. Thank you for your time. Hector, I want to put this thing we're dealing with in perspective a little bit for folks. I'm trying to help small business owners understand, number one, it's not your fault. You didn't cause this. Please get help. And the good news is there are people who will help you. And the reason why some people I think are slow to react, Hector, is because this has happened so fast. 1 month ago this week, March the 3rd, you were on my show, and we were talking about your event. I was helping you promote your event the next day on March 4th in Washington, D.C., your annual conference in Washington, D.C., and the president was there, the SBA, Jovita was there, the SBA administrator was there, your successor. And it was a big time. I mean, we knew about the coronavirus, but nobody had any idea. And it was almost like business as usual that week. And in a month's time, look what's happened. It's taken our breath away, hasn't it?
It certainly has, Jim. This reminds me of 9/11. I mean, when 9/11 hit, it affected the whole country. Obviously, there were parts of the country that were affected more, New York, Washington, D.C., but everybody went through it at the same time. And it's kind of one of those things where you remember the day before 9/11 what you were doing, and then you remember how life changed afterwards.
I remember the
and
moment.
And we're going through that. Yeah, we're going through that right now. And listen, you're a great leader as well. We're going to get through this. There's just a lot of, kind of shock right now with everything that's happening, and you're trying to, get your arms around it and figure out how to take care of your family and your employees and your business. And you're also, your heart goes out to all the people that are suffering that have the virus and the people that have gotten very sick and some that have passed. And this is going to take a while for us to get through, but we're going to get through it together. We always have, and we need to remember that. This country has gone through incredible disasters, the Depression, World War II, 9/11. This is our new one, and we're gonna get through this, but it's gonna take a while.
You know, I was reading a report from a global group that ranked the countries that were prepared for something like this. Out of 195 countries, they identified all the reasons why America had weaknesses, but they still ranked us number one. And I added the commentary because we are the Americans. I don't mind being a little bit proud of that at all. I mean, I think America is going to lead the world in this, and I think the a lot of countries are going to get help from us in the future over this. But right now, we're helping ourselves. We're helping each other. And I'm encouraging people to do something that I know you were part of. You helped get this going. There's a pot of money, the Emergency Economic Injury Disaster Fund that the SBA has. It's not even part of the $350 billion that Congress allowed in the CARES Act. That money is available right now, isn't it, Hector?
That's absolutely right. And there's new programs now that didn't exist when we were responding to disasters during my tenure.
That's right.
There's, for example, this Friday, there's the Paycheck Protection Program. A lot of small businesses are going to take advantage of that. That's basically going to give you money for payroll for a couple of months. That money's going to be forgivable, so it's not even going to be a loan. It's going to be called a loan on the front end, but then they're going to forgive that. And that can be money up to up to $10 million. You know, there are some small businesses that have less than 500 employees that have high payrolls. And this is all about keeping people working, keeping people on the payrolls, and giving them a bridge, giving these small businesses and the employees a bridge until we can get some more resources in their hands.
Hold on to that thought. I want you to spend some more time on that when we come back. But this emergency injury, economic injury disaster loan, top of the page, SBA folks, click on that form and go there and fill that form out. I've done it. Hector, is that, they're calling it a loan, but is that money or grant?
No, those are the EIDL loans, economic injury disaster loans. There is a component of that
right.
will be a grant.
Right. That's what we want to know about. We'll talk about that more after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.